KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky at 66 degrees. We look for isolated showers and thunderstorms possible during the afternoon, a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Officials of the Red Oak Police Department report 48-year-old Tammy Lynn Sempeck of Atlantic was arrested Thursday afternoon at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. Officers were called to the facility's emergency room just before 2 p.m. for a report of a woman acting disorderly and who allegedly used profane language in the public area of the ER by the nurse's station with other patients nearby. Sempeck was arrested for disorderly conduct and held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. At around 3:30 this morning, Red Oak Police arrested 38-year-old Becky Jo Brace, or Hegarty, of Omaha. She was taken into custody in the 100 block of West Prospect Street in Red Oak on a Montgomery County warrant for possession of drug paraphernalia and held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash-only bond. Thursday night, Red Oak Police arrested 47-year-old Tina Louise Bressler of Red Oak for possession of drug paraphernalia. Bressler was taken into custody in the 2400 block of North 8th Street. She was cited and then released at the scene with an order to appear in court. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that a man was arrested just before 3 a.m. Thursday for being a fugitive from justice and for possessing a concealed weapon. 34-year-old Keith Harrison Forrester of Council Bluffs was arrested following a brief pursuit during a traffic stop. He was pulled over for speeding at around 2:50 a.m. on Old Lincoln Highway just south of Oak Valley Road. Forrester initially tried to elude law enforcement but was stopped at the intersection of Old Lincoln Highway and Old Mormon Bridge Road. Upon contact, Forrester was in possession of a loaded handgun, a Sig Sauer P-938, and 2 15-round magazines of 9mm ammunition. Authorities say he did not have any proof of a permit to carry. The weapon and ammo were valued at $550. He was arrested for driving with a suspended license through Iowa. Forrester also had active warrants in both Iowa and Nebraska. The Iowa warrant was for failure to appear on a violation of probation charge. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said also 34-year-old Guy Brian Schwarzkopf of Oakland was arrested Wednesday evening for driving while license revoked. His cash bond was set at $1,000. And Wednesday afternoon, 38-year-old Kevin Allen Jensen of Underwood turned himself in to Pott County officials. Jensen was wanted on a warrant for violation of parole. Once the warrant was verified, he was booked into the Pott County Jail and taken by corrections staff. A man wanted on outstanding felony warrants in Nebraska and Iowa was apprehended at around 8 a.m. Thursday following a pursuit and the deployment of a canine unit. Council Bluffs police report officers located 40-year-old Robert Glade Edie III of Council Bluffs in the area of 100 block of Benton Street. He was able to get into a vehicle and flee from officers. Police pursued Edie and his passenger, 24-year-old Cody Doss of Council Bluffs. In the attempt to avoid hitting stop sticks at the 16th and Avenue G, the vehicle hit a curb, deflating both driver's side tires. Officers attempted to perform a pit maneuver, that's pursuit intervention technique, to get the vehicle stopped, but that was unsuccessful. The vehicle fled into Omaha over the I-480 bridge, and as it was on I-80, a handgun was tossed out. The vehicle continued into a parking lot off of 14th and California Street, where Edie and Doss fled on foot. After the Council Bluffs Police Department's police service dog, Olaf, was deployed, Edie surrendered at 14th and Mike Fahey Street without incident. Doss was caught after a short foot pursuit at 16th and Mike Fahey. Both men were turned over to Omaha police, where they were being held on fugitive from justice charges, the outstanding Nebraska warrant, and narcotics charges. Charges and extradition paperwork was also being filed in Iowa. The gun that was recovered from the I-480 bridge, that was found to be a realistic airsoft BB gun type of handgun. A Western Iowa woman has been charged with attempted murder, accused of trying to run over another woman because she said she believed the victim was riding a stolen bike. 51-year-old Tammy Oberg was being held on $65,000 bond following the incident Tuesday night. Police say a woman reported that she'd been riding her bike when she was chased down by Oberg, who used a car to pin the bike to a fence. Police say Oberg later told officers she believed the bike was stolen and took matters into her own hands. Police say Oberg also told officers she had given the bike and the victim's cell phone away, but police found them in her home. And a Council Bluffs woman who tried to help her underage daughter claim a $50,000 lottery prize has been given a year of probation. 62-year-old Michelle Lett also received a deferred judgment, which means her record can be expunged if she successfully completes the terms of her probation. Lett and 20-year-old Caitlin Dozel were charged with lottery theft or forgery. Iowa law requires players to be 21 years of age or older. Authorities say Dozel was 19 when she bought the winning scratch-off ticket. Court records say her mom went to the lottery office in Council Bluffs to claim the prize, and a check was issued in Lett's name. Police say Dolezal later called the office for help, saying her mother wasn't going to share the money with her. In the funeral announcements, Ramona Harris, age 88, of Anita and formerly of Adair, died Sunday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Ramona Harris will be this morning at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Lee, age 91, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Bill Lee will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvened Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Richard Dick Cool, age 91, of Greenfield, died March 29th. A massive Christian burial for Dick Cool will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Marilyn Wiedemeyer, age 94, of Adair, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Marilyn Wiedemeyer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Adair United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Erling Rasmussen, age 93, who's formerly of Audubon, died October 3rd in Illinois. A celebration of life memorial graveside service for Erling Rasmussen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Howard Hendrickson, age 93, of Harlan, died April 11th in Harlan, and 68-year-old Peggy Jo Greger of Pueblo, Colorado, died February 8th in Colorado. Joint memorial services for Howard Hendrickson and Peggy Jo Greger will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Wayne Logue, age 91, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Graveside services for Wayne Logue will be Saturday at 2:15 p.m. at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Richard Reed, age 92, of Lake Havasu City, Arizona, and formerly of Wyota, died Saturday in Arizona. Funeral services for Richard Reed are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gene Slyforth, age 87, of Earlham and formerly of Greenfield, died Thursday at his daughter's home in Earlham. Funeral services for Gene Slyforth are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Jean Weiss, age 78, of Exira, died Wednesday at her home. Services for Jean Weiss are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.